This is 7AD. Let's talk NWBU basketball with Phil Thomas. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren.
We're up to round two tonight. So I'll just run through the round one results in the women. This was Friday night. So Devonport beat Wynyard. Penguin beat Burnie by 1 point. La Trobe had a good win over Smithton. Somerset defeated your Ulverston women. And in the men, it was a 1 point win to Wynyard over Devonport. Penguin beat Burnie. Smithton beat La Trobe. And Ulverston beat Somerset in a fairly close one. All right, well, let's get to round two's Tuesday night games. So we'll start off with the women who are on at 7 o'clock. So it'll be La Trobe hosting Somerset tonight. What do you reckon?
If they don't bring anyone in to help, then I think La Trobe will win this game. But, you know, it was good to see, you know, real emphasis on youth from the Somerset program.
Righto. Your Ulverston girls up against Penguin tonight. So that a very close, well, it was 1 point against Burnie.
Well, it was a pretty interesting game, so they tell me. Burnie started with six players. They've got a few COVID problems down there, as a lot of the teams. So they probably did a good job to finish the game.
Yeah.
So still, it was a an important win for Penguin. They probably should continue on their winning way. Although Ulverston will be back to full strength, and they would make a good fist of it.
So your team, you're at Ulverston tonight, aren't you?
We're at Ulverston, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go up to Smithton. Smithton women playing Devonport tonight.
At this early stage, I don't think anybody can compete with Devonport. They're pretty settled, they're pretty strong. Their defence is up and in. I don't think Smithton will be able to withstand the pressure that Devonport apply. Devonport to win this pretty comfortably, I'd say.
Yeah, well, they scored 99 points against Wynyard on Friday night, so...
Yeah, it's a lot, and they do play an up-tempo style of game. They've got a lot of quick guards. They've been together for quite a while now. You know, they haven't changed their system much over the last 2 or 3 years, so teams will change as probably like the Torns and Chargers bring in their imports, so that will give a different look to some of the teams. But I think at this early stage, Devonport certainly premiership favourite.
Burnie women tonight against Wynyard. That's at Burnie, so, well, hopefully everyone's fit, but maybe not.
That'll be the key, whether Burnie can get back their players. I noticed Payne didn't play, who, she was a big part of their group last year. So, if they can get, I think if Burnie can get their players back on the floor, they'll be too strong for Wynyard. But if they don't, then it'll be a pretty even contest, I'd say.
Righto. So the women on at 7 o'clock. Let's go to the men now. La Trobe hosting Somerset tonight.
Yeah, look, even though Somerset will be nice, quite impressed with, their enthusiasm, their energy. They've brought a lot of new guys into their team and they look like they've settled in pretty well. There was a good crowd at Somerset. And if they play with that same up-tempo style and energy that they brought against Ulverston, then, they should be too strong for La Trobe. La Trobe are fairly new. They've got a lot of new guys there, so I don't think they can expect too much. But I think Somerset should win this quite easily.
Righto. Ulverston men at home against Penguin tonight?
This will be certainly the game of the round.
Yeah.
Penguin had a really good win over Burnie, which was probably a surprise to most. Or probably the comfort of the win was probably more of a surprise. But and Ulverston, pretty settled group. And so are Penguin. They've got a lot of players that have been together for quite a while, so this will certainly be the game of the round. Maybe home court advantage will be enough for Owens to win, but I don't think there'll be much in it. And, if Penguin upset them, it wouldn't surprise.
Yeah, it should be a good crowd there at Olvey tonight for that one, or for the two games there, men and women. Smithton at home tonight against Devonport.
Probably Devonport will win this one. They'd probably look for a little bit more from their new import, but they've got Armstrong that's back from La Trobe. Training with the Thunder would help him. Savage is a scorer. So, if those two players can get off, I think if import can settle in, then, Devonport will be pretty tough to beat in this one.
Yeah, that's Brady Armstrong you're talking about, isn't it? Yeah.
Brady Armstrong, yeah.
Righto, and the game between Burnie and Wynyard tonight at Burnie.
Wynyard could upset Burnie. Wynyard, pretty strong group there, and Burnie be disappointed. And their form in the Lighthouse Classic was good, but they certainly didn't bring it last week. So they'd be looking to get a win here and play a lot better style of basketball. But I still think Wynyard will upset them in this one.
Right. Is Brad Simpson still going around for Burnie? I haven't spoken to Brad for ages.
Yeah, he is. And he looked fit and looked healthy and fit at Ulverston. You know, he was playing some pretty good basketball, and he brings that experience and leadership to Burnie. Mm. So he's pretty important to their program because they've still got some young guys there that are still finding their way and developing their game. And they've lost Chilcott, who he was a leader at their club. So, you know, Simpson is very important to their program.
Yeah. All right, so women on at 7, men at 8:30, games at La Trobe, Ulverston, Smithton and Burnie. I watched a bit of NBL on the weekend, and so Lachie Barker's coming off the bench for the Phoenix. Have you watched a bit of Lachie recently or what?
I have. He's getting some very important minutes, and he's getting some very important matchups. So,
yeah.
You know, he got the Cotton matchup against Perth, so and then, you know, he had the... I think it was Adams or the other guy for Jack Jumper. So, you know, he's getting some important minutes and he is getting some important matchups. So it's good to see, you know, that he's finally, you know, I think he will remain a part of their rotation. He's found his way and a place in the NBL. You do wonder whether maybe the Jack Jumper's missed him. But,
well, yeah.
You know, who's to question... You know, what Scott Roth's doing, that's working as well. So,
Anyway, good for Lachie Barker. So, yeah, I watched a bit of...
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
he's worked hard. I mean, his work ethic is second to none. I think, you know, if you wanted to compare work ethic, Adam Gibson, whose career, and he's there with Phoenix as well, really found his way just through attitude and work ethic. Well, I believe he did anyway. So, and Barker, I know when he was with Thunder on the Northwest Coast, you know, you could never question, you know, his work ethic or his attitude.
Yeah.
So good to see.
Indeed. Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Darren.